I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
Howard Warren, an old friend of Barbara Faversham's father, has ignored hints in the agony columns to keep a certain appointment, or danger will overtake his daughter Grace. Listening to Barbara's request, I interviewed Warren and persuaded him to let me keep the appointment. This I did, and was escorted to a poor sort of room in a basement. Naturally, I was not the expected visitor and was told to clear out. Seizing an opportunity, I did a dive for the inner door instead, and just got it shut and bolted. Imagine my consternation when a female told me she was Grace Warren.
You seem terribly put out.
Seem put out? My dear idiots, and no big pardons either, you've jammed the old spanner completely in the works.
How?
Don't keep saying how like Big Chief Sitting Bull. Listen, we've got seconds to spare and no more. I kept that agony column appointment because I persuaded your father he'd be better off keeping an eye on you. Did you know of the threats?
I did, but I didn't let Father know I knew.
Oh, great. Oh, marvelous. When I left your father an hour ago, he assured me you were in your room.
An hour ago, I received a telephone call to come to the corner of Treadle Street.
And wait by the pillar box.
That was strange. There was no pillar box.
Oh, don't I know it. Go on. Why did you obey the call?
Because the voice said if I didn't, harm would come to Father.
Worse and worse. If you did read their agony ads, you know that's exactly how the threat came to your father. If he refused, you would be harmed. My dear girl, if you ever get married and have children, will you farm them out?
What an extraordinary thing to say.
Not a bit. If you bring them up, they'll be complete morons. All right, let's forget it and see how best to get out of here.
There is no way except the front room. The stairs to the upper rooms obviously start on the ground floor. You'd have to go up the basement stairs to the pavement and then in the front door.
You two in there.
Yes, you two in there.
I'll give you 3 minutes and no longer to come out of your own accord or I'll smash the door down. Come on, talk turkey. You coming?
3 minutes, you said.
I did.
We accept. Just give us time to powder our noses.
I'm not fooling. Are you coming?
But yes, in 3 minutes. Is Scotty still with you?
Yes, he is, and burning to take a poke at you.
Aye.
All right. Maybe you'll get the chance, glory be. Now listen to me, dear lunatic. They are too quiet to be nice, and I have a slight feeling where I fear an ulcer will one day be. There's something cooking.
Why don't we give up and go out there? They can't do us much harm.
Then why is this bloke so anxious to lay hands on your father and threaten him with harm to you?
What alternative have we?
Just this. Now, help me put these chairs against the door. Now, come on. Quietly does it.
Yes.
Two minutes.
All right, Father Time.
How can you be so facetious?
It stops me taking time off to cry over idiotic women. Come on. Now, that'll do. You say you've explored the place for an exit.
I definitely have.
But there's always a way up from a basement.
There is. The area steps.
All right.
One minute.
And the rest. It'll take him half an hour to remove our barricade. Now, come on, Livingston. Some more exploring.
This second room seems like an old kitchen.
Smells like an old garbage can. Have you looked in there?
No. A pitch black coal cellar.
What? A cellar? Come on.
I daren't.
A coal cellar. By Vulcan. How do they put coal in a coal cellar?
I wouldn't know.
From a back street. And they lift a little lid in the pavement and chuck the coal down. Lady.
Time's up. We're coming.
Yes, and we are going. But you won't find that out just yet. Come on, girl. Here's the lid up here. One push. Ooh. Good. Now, try that coal hole for size.
I think I can manage. I'm through.
Right. Here I come. Oof. Dash it. I'll have to watch this waistline of mine. Ooh. Made it.
Let's run.
Not till we've replaced the lid. So. Now, we can start moving down this lane.
What's tickling you so much? I can see nothing funny.
Can't you? Wait till you get under a lamp.
I know my frock is a ruin. If, of course, I had known I was going to climb through a coal hole, I'd have not worn a white costume.
A white costume? My dear, we both look as if we'd escaped from the Kentucky minstrels.
Why? Yes. Oh, dear, I must look aside.
All right. Now, we've got to continue to get back to your father without being noticed and let him know you're safe.
But he doesn't know I went out. You yourself said he was more or less keeping guard over me.
Oh, Lord, by Jove, yes, of course. Grace, my dear, black or white, dirty or clean, we've got to rush.
What do you fear?
I can't put it into so many words, but something is very certainly doing. How long do you think you've been away?
About 2 hours.
All that time? Hurry, girl. Oh, thank heavens. There's a taxi. Taxi! Taxi!
Waiters, hey, white on. What's this? Fancy dress nigger show. Not in my cab with all that burnt cork on you.
But it's not burnt cork, it's only coal.
I don't believe you.
Well, what do you know?
Maybe we can get a lift in a coal cart.
Yes, maybe not. Now, let's be serious, because, Grace, things are serious. It's obvious we can't go into the West End like this, so we'll have to thumb a ride in some cart or other, and make for an address I know in Farringdon Market. Little pal of mine, Charlie Austin, will let us have a clean-up. Maybe he'll find you a change. Oh, Lord, it's a long way, though.
That you, Mr. Hicks?
That's so, Charlie. Can I come in with a friend?
Certainly.
Here, strike a light. What's all this? The two black crows are Amos and Andy.
Yes, all right. Joke over, Charlie. This is Miss Grace Warren, and she's not as black as she's painted, as you'll see if you'll be good enough to provide her with some soap and water.
But of course, they're coming, miss. Go right up them stairs. I'll bring some water up myself and a brace of shakes. Maybe find you a dress, eh? Hey, what do you prefer, voile or satin?
Voile would maybe be best under the circumstances.
Rightio. I've got an old serge jacket and skirt. I'll bring that.
I'll be very grateful. And thank you very much.
Yeah. What about you, Mr. Hicks?
Oh, I don't matter so much. This black jumper and slacks doesn't show the black dust, and my mask protects my face. However, the wash and brush down will help.
Rightio, the kettle's boiling. I'll just take it up to the lady. Oh, and the costume. In this here cupboard. You start washing.
Right, thanks.
I'll put the clothes and water outside the door, miss.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Hicks, what's the gin? Can I help?
Yes, I think you can, Charlie. Matter of fact, I can do with a pal later.
I'm always on you now.
Good. Well, let's get it straight and as short as I can. That girl's father was threatened through a series of agony column ads to communicate with someone called Bellew, or they'd take it out on his daughter.
Blacker brow upstairs?
As a matter of fact, she's a blonde. However, Warren refused to take notice. The last ad said, come to a certain place. Well, to cut the story short, I volunteered to go.
Does he know you?
No, he's only seen me masked, but I persuaded him. I went and left him on guard, so to speak. Imagine my surprise when I got to the place to find they'd already got the girl more or less a prisoner.
Phew, how did they manage that?
Phoned her that her dad was in danger. So she slipped out without telling father.
Blimey. I'll begin to see a thing or two.
I think you're seeing what I see. That man has, since I last saw him, walked into a very dangerous situation. They're cunning, these people, and I'm very much afraid for Warren and the girl. Here she comes.
Why, miss, that was a quick change. How do you feel?
Very much better now, thank you.
You feel 100% when you drank this.
Oh, thank you. Now, may I ask some questions?
Of course.
Well, before I do, however, let me thank you for getting me away from that place.
I'm delighted.
Now the questions. Who are you and why the mask?
The gent is Mr. Hicks, see? I've known him 15 years. And he likes being called Mr. Hicks.
Nothing yet, Charlie.
What brought you into this affair?
My promise to someone to help Mr. Warren and warn him of the danger to you. Hence, I kept the appointment arranged for him. I persuaded him we should at least find out what the threats meant and why. Unfortunately, you foolishly answered that call on the phone and obeyed the instructions to go to that address.
A very natural thing to do.
Rubbish. Why didn't you go and tell him?
He'd have stopped me.
And wisely. Look, my very foolish one, he was more or less on guard to stop whoever it was grabbing you while I went scouting. Instead of which, you walk into the trap.
But I have found out one thing.
Surprise, surprise. What?
I recognized the man.
Good heavens, you did? Good. Tell me later. We've got to get you home and tell Father all about it. Hurry. Got your car handy, Charlie? Quiet. Only one light burning. Got your key, Grace?
Yes. There we are. It's me, Father. Father? Father, it's Grace.
Mr. Warren.
Oh, Crocky, no go. He ain't in.
I hope he isn't.
You hope he isn't? Well, why should you be glad he isn't in? Why? Why?
I'm sorry to worry you, Grace. But if he isn't in, it's no go. And if he is and doesn't answer your call, I...
You think...
What is there to think?
And now the double cross has been established. Daughter, bait to catch father. Father, bait to catch daughter. This has set a complicated problem for the Grey Goose.